Devotion is a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. Devotees always look crazy. Look at you. When the whole world is going about doing their business, look at you wearing red and sitting like this. Devotion is definitely a crazy thing. If you want to know her, you need aliveness, you need exuberance of life, you need madness of devotion. I'm insisting on madness because your very existence here, the nature of who you are here, without knowing the fundamentals of where you come from, where you go, what is the nature of your existence, your understanding of the existence and yourself is quite insane, actually. Today, modern science is proving this to you, that what you see is not true, what you hear is not true, what you touch is not true, what you sense is not true. Nothing that you're experiencing right now is the way it is. This is not philosophy, this is established science today. So if everything that you think you know is not true, and you're quite confident about what you're doing with yourself, I think that's quite some insanity. So insanity is not a new thing to you. I am only talking about making it into a joyful, beautiful process. Anyway, you're insane. Why don't we make it into a joyful insanity? Why make it into a struggling insanity? Why make it into a miserable insanity? You know, among the crazies, some are laughing and joyful, not a moment of stress in their life, totally happy, always laughing. If you laugh for no reason, people think you're crazy. Yes? Yes, sir? Nobody say, he's crying like crazy. People say, he's laughing like crazy. Devotion is that which is devoid of you. Devotion is not a love affair. Love itself is a crazy thing, but there are shreds of sanity attached to it. You can still recover. In devotion, there is no shred of sanity. There is no way to recover. When I say devotion, I am not talking about belief systems. You believe something. No, no. Belief is just like morality. People who believe some nonsense, they think they're superior to others. The moment you believe something, you doesn't get any better. It is just that your stupidity gets confident. Confidence and stupidity are a very dangerous combo. Should never have them together, you know. But generally they are together. So, devotion is not about believing. So should I believe all this? This Shiva, this Shakti, this Devi, this Bhairavi, should I believe all this? No, I'm not talking about belief. I'm talking about moving into trust. So, how can I trust? The fact that you're sitting here comfortably or not, that's trust. Because you know, there have been incidents where earth has opened up and swallowed people. There have been incidents where pieces of sky has fallen and people have been crushed to death. There have been situations the very air that you breathe has turned against you. There have been situations where whole groups of people have been poisoned in the ganji that they drink. What did you have in it? I'm assuming ganji because I'm on ganji, I'm thinking everybody's on ganji. So, you're anyway trustful unconsciously. You're trustful unconsciously, unlovingly. I'm talking about being trustful consciously, lovingly. That's devotion. Anyway, for you to walk on this round planet, which is spinning at a tremendous speed, traveling at a tremendous speed, the whole damn solar system, we don't know at what speed it's traveling, we don't know at what speed the damn galaxy is traveling. For you to sit here, smile, listen to somebody talking, you need trust. Enormous trust, isn't it? But you're doing it unconsciously, unlovingly. Just learn to do this trust consciously, lovingly. That's devotion. Once you learn to sit here consciously, lovingly, trusting the existence the way it is, not knowing which way it is spinning. Do you know whether it's going this way or this way? Suppose the Mother Earth decides to spin this way, maybe you'll fly off from this temple right now. You don't know. See, we are doing all this churning. All this churning, you don't know if it… You don't know what all these yogic tantric processes can do. You've always heard they could do miraculous things. Suppose it reverses the turn. See, you are very trustful. Just learn to do this trust consciously, lovingly. That's devotion. Devotion is not fanaticism. Devotion is not belief system. Devotion is the sweetest way to be in existence. A devotee has the sweetest experience of life. Everybody may think he's an idiot, but he's having the best time on the planet. A devotee is a different level of intelligence. So there is a certain intrinsic intelligence in life. A bird, a young bird. For the first time, it is full with eggs, first time, no experience behind. Did not go to any school as to how to engineer a nest. Did not go to any engineering college as to how to engineer a nest, because a nest is not simple engineering. If you have watched how it is built, with what kind of material, what human beings, the very most intelligent people on the planet are struggling to come up with something eco-friendly and seriously failing. This brilliant engineering, nobody thought, but the moment it is pregnant, it knows that it has to build within a certain time. The urgency with which they're building. They did not go to a maternity home where a doctor took an ultrasound scan and told them what date is your delivery. They just know it's coming. Always in time they build, always in time. There is a very deep sense of intelligence in life, especially if you get pregnant. Life is phenomenal intelligence. Pregnancy is double intelligence. But unfortunately, for most people, this pregnancy happens unconsciously, probably unlovingly, not necessarily, but probably. If it only happened consciously, lovingly. All women should become minimum 100% more intelligent by the time they're done with their pregnancy, actually. Because what's happening in the system is a phenomenal process. But almost every woman on the planet has missed it, almost. There are a few who have accessed that intelligence. When you come to Devi, if you want to have a taste of Bhairavi, you need devotion. Devotion means you are not a conjuice, you're full of juice. Everything in you is flowing out all the time. Every moment, everything that can ooze out of you is oozing out of you. Nothing is held back. That's a devotee. A devotee is seeing how to expend his life as rapidly, as fully as possible. Not somebody who is trying to conserve life, not somebody who is planning to live tomorrow, somebody who is living now, absolutely. So he is so absolute that he loses need for any company. He loses need for this or that. He is the way he is not because he is useless, because he is choiceless. So to move from compulsiveness to choice is evolutionary, but to move from choice to choicelessness is revolutionary. This is the silent revolution of realization, that you are moving from choice to choicelessness, not compulsiveness, choicelessness. Choicelessness is a natural state for a devotee. When you are ecstatic within you, what are you going to choose? Only when you're miserable, you have a choice with life. If you're absolutely ecstatic, there is no choice about life. There's only one way to be, there is no other way to be. A devotee is not seeking truth. A devotee is not trying to unravel the mysteries of life. For him, life and existence is not a problem. It is only for a thinking person that existence is a problem and he has to solve it. A devotee is not seeing existence as a problem, he is just part of it.